Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm very grateful that you are here on the very first day of October 2022. It happens so fast, and it's so wonderful. I love Halloween. This is my month. This is the month I basically look forward to. When I was a child, a kid, I just loved Halloween, and I still am that kid right now in a certain way. It's buried deep inside me, but I just love Halloween, and I hope you do too. We're going to talk about what is right, and I get so many emails about this over and over and over again repetitively, and I keep thinking, all right, I'll deal with it, and then I don't, and so I don't deal with it because it's such a deep subject. And in the overall viewpoint of human beings, as I look at them, you just can't get this over to people. They get offended and they get angry, and it just goes on and on and on what they do. So I try to avoid all of this in as many ways as I possibly can, and reveal to people their own sense of prejudice and see what they want to do with it. See, a lot of this rightness that people have is based in the pretext, context, and assumption that there is a right. And because people need to believe there is a right and there is a wrong, there is a good, there is a bad, because they need to believe what they need to believe in order to sustain the ego, they adopt all sorts of philosophies and beliefs that have nothing to do with the real meaning of life. You see, what we have to look at, all of us, is what am I supporting within me? What is it that is the mainstay of support in my life? That's the major key here. And because most people don't realize what they're supporting and the kind of life that they're supporting, they never look at the meaning of what they consider to be right and wrong, good and bad, that affects them. Because whatever it is that I act out of that I think is good or justified or whatever becomes my karma, whether I like it or not. It just becomes my karma. And when that is the problem, when that's the case, then all sorts of difficulties arise, and I start looking at my living in a self-righteous manner. And then my mischief gets going, and who wants to admit they're wrong? And how do we know we're wrong? And what does wrong mean? And all of that stuff. So we're going to get into that today. The first question comes from Thomas in Missouri. He, believe it or not, in Missouri. And that's unusual because I don't get many letters and emails from the Midwest. Greg, listening to you, I don't know if you believe in what is right or know what is wrong. Can you explain yourself? And then he goes into the idea of politics, morality, human rights, and religion. Okay, and he talks about the importance of all of those things. And that's where he lays his sword. So here we go. Now, you asked me, I normally would not talk about this in a setting where I'm with people I don't know or students that didn't ask this question. I would never talk about this. But since you asked, here we go. Okay, so please understand that. The only thing that I can say is that there is no such thing as right and wrong. But I'm not saying that in the context of you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. That's not what I'm talking about at all. So let's get that out of the way. It has nothing to do with who is politically, socially, morally, religiously correct and those who are not. It has nothing to do with any of those things. So what is the term right mean? It simply means, for most people, to be in accord with their DNA, their survival mechanism. It makes their survival mechanism legitimate. And so they believe in that survival mechanism, and that's where they go to have their life, the meaning of their life. And I can't change that within people. The only thing that we don't seem to accept and understand is our ego. We all know we have one, but we don't know how far-reaching this ego is. It's impulsive. It causes us to be impulsive. And it's always got its own agenda that might even be separate from our own agenda in the sense of our inner awakening. It could be something that we have to adopt in order to fit into society, to have people like us, to avoid people disliking us. Basically, that's really all it's about, is rightness serves my ego. Rightness is displayed in my ego. Rightness is presented to me from my ego. That's all it is. And my lifetime, if I'm the average pedestrian mentality, I will be living for the ego, by the ego, and through the ego. That's the way it will generate itself. I will never look over my shoulder and think to myself, where did I come up with the idea of what I think of as right? What gave me that inference that I know what's right? And is right something that is universal? Is it true with everybody? Thou shalt not kill. Let's do that one. Well, one of the supposed Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. You know, Jesus, in all of his teachings, never talked about this. Never. He never talked about thou shalt not kill. Does that make him immoral? Does that make him socially unacceptable? If you go and look at his teachings, he doesn't talk about that. And yet, everything that he taught is the inference of thou shalt not kill. If you really listen to his teachings, the inference is you don't harm other people for the sake of your own benefit or your own happiness or in a form of vengeance. And yet we go out and we try to kill people in various ways. Socially, we try to kill them. Politically, we try to kill them. We try to kill them from the form of competition that we get involved in and make it so we outbid them or outdo them in some way and get reap the benefits of their stuff that we think is could be, should be rightfully ours. We have all sorts of ways of killing people. We cancel them, we dislike them, we talk bad about them, we have all these wonderful things we do. And in a way, it's killing. But nobody really wants to see that, but that is the truth. So is that right? Is it right that you live an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? Is that what it's all about? Is there a way to do that, that is moral, that is right, that looks unabashedly true? You have the right to feel that way. You have the right to hate this person. You have the right, you know, what is right? So as long as all of this goes on, everybody has their set of rules. Rules that they live by. Rules that govern how they survive in this world. And that's all it is. How do you survive in this world? That's what your rights are all about. That's what it means to have rights. I have the right to survive, and the way I survive is my right. I have a hard time with right, and it is always connected to righteousness. So you have the right of righteousness, and that is the big problem to me, because if I'm looking for righteousness and I think, well, I have every right to defend my righteousness by being vengeful to another person or hurtful to another person, then that's where I live my life. And that's what I will do. This is very painful. This karma just is very, very painful. And we do it all the time. We do it all the time. And we don't even know we're doing it. And when we do know we're doing it, we don't care. We just want to be right. So, how should we function in this world without the sense of right and righteousness? That is the key. And I can tell you, it's out of love. When love is more important to me than the social, political, and pseudo-morality of human beings, then I come into what is authentically right. And it's not even right anymore. It's not about right. It's about love. And love never looks right to people who need righteousness, who seek righteousness in order to feel about themselves that their ego is superior to other people's ego. Now, this is a hard one to understand. For instance, in love, everything is born, rises, falls, and dies. And there comes a time in my life, in your life, in everyone's life, where we are on the pinnacle of love. We're right there, and we realize that in order to sustain the love, we must let go of our own life as we know it personally. How I know my life as Gregory. I may have to one day do an Obi-Wan Kenobi where I let Darth Vader kill me. You saw it with Jesus on the cross, which was a very symbolic thing. He let them do that for reasons that are beyond the conception of the average person. The pedestrian mentality cannot understand that. To the average person, it is all about fighting for our life. But to an awakened person, a person on the path of awakening, it is about succumbing to love and oftentimes removing ourselves from the prospect of being vengeful, the prospect of killing another person, harming another person. I would rather die at the hands of my enemy than to kill my enemy for the sake of righteousness. That is not something that most people would do. But that's where it's at. You saw it in the life of Jesus, and in a way you saw it in the life of the Buddha. He didn't live a comfortable life. He had to move from one place to another, one city to another, for the sake of his own survival. His brothers and family were trying to kill him because he didn't do what they wanted him to do. So they had to flee. So you have all of this going on, and if you look at it from the point of view of right, there is no such thing as right. There is only love in this life, and you have to decide what level of love you are going to be willing to die for. Now, this death is not physical. This death is psychological, emotional, and maybe even one day physical. I don't know. It depends on who you are. So once you understand all this and can accept it, your answer is clear. But until you understand that, it's going to be a tough hoe. And most people don't, and that's why they can't enter into an authentic spiritual practice. What I'm saying goes far deeper than what I talked about here, and I'm not going to get into it here on a podcast. But, Thomas, if you're ever really interested, call me. I might be able to help you. At least I hope so. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. All right, I'm out of here. back on the air tomorrow with some more wonderful questions. I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me. Namaste.